Rabbi Tracks for Jewish Friends. I'm Kathleen Pearl. Thank you for joining me. Today, I am going to tell you some stories. I will change the names of the people and the places in order to protect them. But the essence or the core of the story is true. It really happened. It was during Passover time, right after Passover, on the full moon, on the evening of Shabbat, Friday evening, we had had a very lovely dinner, Middle Eastern dinner, with a group of people that I had brought with me and had met some friends of mine. We went to pray and just pray for each other in a more secluded place. And then we were walking through the gates, going down a dark tunnelway, when suddenly we bumped into this man. He was a dati, had the Orthodox dress on with the side curls and the hat. And we said, "Oh, excuse us." And he began to speak English to us. He was a New York man. It was obvious by his accent. He was an obviously Orthodox Jew from New York. And he began to ask us a few questions, and we began a dialogue. And as the conversation began to open up, one of my friends began to share with him about Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Messiah, and Jesus the Christ, and who he was. And immediately we moved into a somewhat heated dialogue on theology. And I'm going to recount some of that dialogue and what I said to this man on this evening during Chametz, which is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. As the conversation progressed with the Orthodox rabbi, I began to realize that he was indeed a brilliant man. He informed me that he had written a book of the 360 reasons or Old Testament prophecies that we as Christians say were fulfilled in Yeshua the Messiah, and that he had refuted every single one of these prophecies. Well, this was quite a statement to make, and that he would go through, if we had the time, he would spend 6 hours with us, and he would go through and show us prophecy by prophecy how he had refuted them. And I knew at that point that when you're speaking with someone who is very much under the law and very religious, that if you begin to contend theology and points of doctrine, that you have lost the person. It is just a head game. It's an intellectual sparring game of who can out-talk and out-think theologically the other one. That the purpose of what we were doing was to, or I was doing, and was to speak to the heart of the person, to get beyond the intellectual defenses, because that doesn't do any good. And I said, "Rabbi, it is obvious to me that you are a brilliant man. And yet, despite all of our intellect, who can know God? His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. They are way beyond finding out." And this is from a scripture passage from Isaiah 55. God, the immense intellect and power of the universe, who with one word, it says in Genesis, with his word he created the universe. How can we ever even begin to try to apprehend intellectually who God is. It's impossible for man. It is impossible. God is spirit. He's ruha. He's his breath. His spirit is the breath that he put in, and he's spoken. He put the spirit of life. He breathed into Adam and gave him life. The only way we can know God is by the Spirit. Spiritually, can we apprehend him? Because he's beyond our reason or intellect. We know certain things about him that he has revealed to us, and these he has given us in his word and in his servants that he has sent to us, but God is way beyond finding out. He said, well, you serve three gods. And he points to this Catholic Church. Of course, I am not Catholic. I was raised Catholic, but I do not go along with the tenets or the teachings of the Catholic Church. I have come out of them. He said, like this, you believe that there's Father God, and he had a wife, Mary, and that he had a son, Jesus. You have three gods. I said, no, Rabbi, this is not so. This is not what I believe. I believe closer to the first century Christians that Yeshua was a Jew. He was the Messiah. He was a Jew who was perfect in every way. He was a Jewish rabbi. He was fulfilled all the feasts, all the practices. He was pure and holy and sinless. And he came as Yahshua, our salvation, a ransom for our sins. And he, as God's son, it's like an apple. You know, with an apple, you have the core. Then you have the flesh of the apple. And then you have the skin of the apple. And this apple is one apple, but there are three parts. There is the core, which is the Father, and the flesh, which is Yeshua, and the skin, which is the Ruach HaKodesh. It's the same apple. This is a very simple analogy. It's the same apple, but it takes on different forms and has different parts. And so it is with God. And how can we know this God who spoke and created the universe? I said, Rabbi, are you a teacher and you do not know these things? Are you a teacher in Israel? This I mean among the Jews, Judaic tradition. And you do not know this? How can this be? You know, Yeshua was talking to a man just like you at just the same time of the year on a full moon, just like at night. This man had come to seek him out, to ask him more questions, because he was part of the Sanhedrin at the time of Yeshua. Let's look at the Holy Scriptures from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Yeshua answered him and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Yeshua answered him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, We speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I had told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who comes down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, and that they have been done by God. Therefore, this was the story that I was referring to when I was dialoguing with this rabbi, because it seemed to me that the situation was very similar to that in which Yeshua was talking to Nicodemus. It was at the time of the Passover season. A very similar scenario was unfolding before our very eyes. And the Passover was instituted because of the children's deliverance, the Exodus out of Egyptian slavery and bondage through God's instrument, Moses. And they were instructed to slaughter a lamb and to put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost, and that great deliverance, it was a sign to bring the deliverance of the people out of the house of bondage in Egypt. And here later Yeshua was referring to Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. It was a sign also of deliverance from the serpent and the sin that we were born with. As one of the feasts that men must practice and come to Jerusalem for in ancient times, and it was a rehearsal of the slaughtering of Yeshua, but here as the Passover lamb. But here he says, and this is what I was speaking to this rabbi, you cannot be, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot understand spiritual truths. If you're in the flesh, if you're thinking in an intellectual mind, you cannot understand God. He's way beyond finding out. But that is, which is born of the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit, and you will understand spiritual things and apprehend them in your spirit through revelation by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And the man was listening to me, and he was thinking about what I was saying, and he was meditating on the words that I was speaking to him, because he understood and I said that this was truth. When you speak truth and present truth to people, they will recognize it. That light, the truth of the light, okay, whoever comes to the light, they look at their deeds, okay? And if they want the truth, they recognize the truth, then they will receive the enlightenment of that truth. And Yeshua is the truth. And he only spoke truth. He is the very Word of God and the truth of God. And men can either turn away from that light And this rabbi had an opportunity to either turn away from it and reject it and reject the truth, or he had an opportunity to receive it. I said to him, "It is obvious to me, Rabbi, that you are a seeker after God, or you would not be a rabbi, first of all. And it's obvious to me, knowing the scriptures, the holy scriptures, that you are looking for the truth, that you desire to find the truth. Why would you study? Why would you seek out in the words of God day in and day out and teach others? Why would you do this if you were not a seeker after the truth?" And he listened to me, and he acknowledged that what I was saying was correct, that indeed his life has been spent searching the Holy Scriptures to find out God's truth and what that means. Because in these scriptures are the words of everlasting life. Now I was speaking truth to this man. This was a man who, when I spoke to him, "You are a seeker after God, or you wouldn't be a rabbi. You look in the Holy Scriptures. You want the truth, or you would not be in the calling and the profession that he was in. He would not be a rabbi. He would not be a teacher in Israel." And because I spoke the truth to his heart, he knew that what I was saying was correct, and he knew that out of the very words of life, that there is, that of all his studying, there is no way that we can intellectually understand God. It is absolutely, utterly impossible unless the Spirit of God reveals himself to us. It is the Spirit that initiates the birthing and the drawing and the wooing, that he wishes that all men should be saved and that none should perish, that he sent this great promise of salvation. He said, "I tell you that to believe in the Son of God, they would not perish but have everlasting life. And God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." And he was saying to this rabbi, "You know, I'm speaking of you to you earthly things, and now you won't believe if I tell you about heavenly things. No one has ascended to heaven but he who has come down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven." He was referring to himself. He was saying, "I came down from heaven. The Son of Man came down from heaven. He was heaven sent by God the Father. And this Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Here Yeshua, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Here Yeshua is referring to the incidents in the desert, in the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel, when they had gone into sin and serpents were biting them and they were dying. And he made a bronze serpent and lifted it up. And if they looked on the bronze serpent on a pole, a bronze pole, they would, by faith, they would be healed if they were obedient. And here the Lord is referring to that was a type of Yeshua going to the cross, being the lamb that was slain, the Passover lamb that was being slaughtered, because he was speaking to this student of Moses, this great prophet Moses, and he was referring to one who is greater himself, who actually descended from heaven. He came down, and the issue here was love. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." He didn't come to condemn but to save. So this man I am reaching with all of the Holy Spirit that's in me, the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, is reaching to him in the name of Yeshua, saying, "All these signs, all these things from Moses on, all the apostles and prophets have taught, have shown that Yeshua is the very Word of God made flesh, and he has fulfilled these prophecies." But I was not contending with him intellectually. I was reaching for the man's heart. "You must be born again." I said, "Don't you want this? Do you want this this revelation that has to become by Yeshua. If you want this, you must surrender yourself to this truth. I said, will you pray with me? And he kind of hedged and stuff. And then he said, I don't want to contend with you anymore. I see the love of God that you have in your heart for me. I see this, and this is what I want. I said, well, then let's pray for you that the Holy Spirit will give you a revelation of who Yeshua the Messiah is, and that you will understand this and be born by the Spirit of God. Would you like this? He said, yes. And as he prepared to bow his head and pray with us, someone came along, an older man, and forbid him. He said, don't, you can't pray with him. Now, you must understand that for an Orthodox Jew to pray with you, he is in agreement with him. I said, it's okay. We don't have to pray her now. God knows your heart, and we are in agreement, and we will continue to pray for you that you will have a revelation, that you will become of Yeshua the Messiah, that the truth will be revealed to you, and you will see who this is. Now, this was a great thing. And to all my friends, I want you to know that if you this light comes and we bear witness to the light, we are bearing witness to the light, that in order to understand spiritual truths, you must be born again by the Spirit. Okay? And the wind blows, and you can't tell the sound of it or where it comes from or where it goes. So are those who are born of the Spirit. You cannot tell who these people are. You have to be apprehend the Spirit. You can see the wind blowing. You can see the evidence of the, but you don't know. You can't see the wind. So it is with the Holy Spirit. You can sense the presence of God. You can sense God moving in your life. But it is not something you can see with the visual eye. You have to discern it by the external things going on around you. And this is the truth. This light is like light. This light comes in and it shows up your darkness. It says, you have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of glory of God. There is none that is righteous. No, not one. And if you practice evil, you hate the light and those who walk in the light. You despise them because your evil deeds are exposed by the heart. The wickedness of your heart is shown up and who you are. But if those who do the truth, they come to the light, that your deeds may be clearly seen, and that they have been done by God, and you see where you need to repent, the gift of repentance. This is a time for a gift of repentance. You see where you have fallen from the holy, pure, sinless light of God, and you, in humility, acknowledge where you have fallen short of the perfection of God, and you confess your faults, and you pray to God. You come before him and say, God, I am a sinner. I'm unclean. Please, Lord, come and cleanse me of all secret sins. Search me, test me, try me. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me into eternal life. Keep me on that straight and narrow and holy path that leads to everlasting life in you, Yeshua. Don't cast me away from your presence. Don't take away your Holy Spirit. And this is what I have to say to my Jewish friends. Do those of you, now I want to say, those of you that are Reformed or Conservative, those that are Orthodox or Ultra-Orthodox, those who only go during the holidays, you know, those who are only are Jews just by... Your mother was Jewish, you know, sort of it's a racial designation. I really don't like using that word, but for lack of a better definition, we'll use that because that's how it's commonly referred to. In other words, you're not a you know, practicing any of the traditional faith of the scriptures in one way or another. All of you, all of those, you must at one point decide, all of us think, what is my life about? Why am I created? For what purpose am I here in this short lifespan? And then my life, like a candle, it's blown out, it's over. And I go into the dust, and what happens? What happens? You will go before the judgment seat of God. That is what is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. You will stand before God, your soul, and you will be examined by the holy God. And I want to tell you something. God, it is a fearsome thing to fall in the hands of the living holy God as judge, and to have denied his mercy. That his eyes, he is so full of light and is so piercing that nothing, absolutely nothing, is hidden from him. Not even in your DNA. He knows everything and all that has composed. You cannot hide from him. You cannot hide from his judgments, because they will fall upon you. He is altogether just and righteous and truth. But there is mercy. There is a mercy seat. There, and the Ark of the covenant that God has made with his people. And that mercy is covered by the blood of the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, the spotless Lamb of God who was slain from the foundations of the earth to make atonement for your sins. And the life is in the blood. And if you receive his forgiveness and the cleansing of his blood, that he takes in your place your sentence of death and hell, because he has the keys of death and hell. If you fall upon him and his mercy that he has, and call on the name of the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, you will be saved. There is nothing greater in your life, no greater decision or choice that you will be confronted with, because it will determine your eternal destiny. And this life is not about eat, drink, and be merry in this life. This life is about your eternal destiny and whom you will choose to serve, and who you are committed to, and to serve the living God, or to serve yourself, or to serve other gods who have no hope and only a fearsome and awesome judgment lays before you. So today is the day of salvation. If you hear the voice of God calling you to come in to the mercy, to come in before the Ark of the Covenant, that Yeshua is the Word made flesh. He is the Kohen HaGadol. He is the high priest who goes in on Yom Kippur, who is without spot or stain or wrinkle or sin. And he makes atonement. He covers your sins with his blood if you receive him and acknowledge him. And the word is in your mouth. Call out, Yeshua, save me. Yeshua, you are my salvation. For it is appointed that for the Jews have a great knowledge, many of them, of the Word of God. And that veil of flesh is torn by the blood of Yeshua into the spiritual reality. For the things spiritual are greater than the things temporal. And yet Yeshua said, I've told you about earthly things. If you believe them, then certainly, rhetorically, then you will believe that he is sent from heaven. He is a Son of Man sent from heaven. But if you don't believe about the earthly things that Yeshua did, then how can you believe about the spiritual things? And Yeshua proved himself. He proved himself because a rabbi said, We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And this is the sign, he said. He lifted up the serpent on the cross. He crushed Satan by his blood when he was crucified and slaughtered for your sins. If you will receive the sprinkling of blood on the mercy seat. Well, I thank you for listening to me, and I will pray that Yeshua will reveal himself to you. Think about these things. Those who seek the truth, ask Yeshua. Ask the Spirit of Truth, and let the light come into your life. Be greatly blessed. Follow the rabbi. Follow the rabbi who came to Yeshua, a ruler of the Jews, who came to him by night and said, inquired of him about spiritual truths and called him teacher from God. Ask, 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 seek, 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 and you shall find. God bless you in Yeshua's name. This has been produced by Kathleen Pearl, www.kdpirlministries.org. You are free to copy these. Share them with others as long as you keep them in context and the integrity of which they were executed. And give credit. This is an honorable thing to do. God bless you. Goodbye.